We love to hear from anyone that's involved in sport, and we've got one of the managers of our local football teams, Craig Meikle from Pennycook Athletic, on the phone right now. Hi, Craig.
Hi, Russell. How you doing?
Not too bad. Great to hear from you again.
No problem at all.
What about Pennycook? What's been happening with Pennycook Athletic?
Exciting times, obviously, getting through the quarterfinals of the Scottish Cup, and just been making some good progress as a club in terms of our status in the Super League as well this season. Getting our season's obviously going pretty well. Happy with where we're at, and obviously a good chance to progress to the semi-finals of the Scottish Cup this weekend with an away tie against Musselburgh. So we're all looking forward to it and working hard towards it.
What is the secret of the Pennycook success this year then?
Just we've got a good squad of players. Obviously we've strengthened well in the summer and strengthened well as the seasons went on, added quality to our squad, and we've got a good work ethic. The boys work hard, train hard, and they work hard at the weekend, do the ugly side of the game. As I said in the press this week, that some players cheat out of, so they try and obviously outwork our opponents and hope that our quality takes over and get the results that we desire,
How do you think the game against Musselburgh will go?
Hard one to predict, to be honest. Both clubs are in a similar position on and off the field, I think. It's fair to say. We played them earlier in the season and it was a tough game to split us as well. It was a 1-1 draw. And obviously, we know Musselburgh Athletic well. It's a club I played for and a couple of my players have played there as well. So we know it's a club and I know a lot of their players. And I don't think there's a great deal between the clubs and between the teams, to be honest. So I think it will come down to whoever wants it the most on the day and maybe gets the breaks on the day as well. And I think it'll come down to that. But no, I think it's a hard one to call at the moment, to be honest. We're obviously on a good run. We're on the back of five victories. Most of our results have been a bit more varied. So, you could say that we're on a sort of better run than them, but they're at home. So I just think it's a bit, I wouldn't like to call it, to be honest. Wouldn't have a clue which way it will go.
That is the difficult part, isn't it, Craig? Way is the game going to go? But whichever way it does go, then you've got to adapt the game and change the flow and, change what tactics you're using and to try and get through on Saturday. So it's a quarterfinals on Saturday?
Quarterfinals, yep. When we're down all the bank, have to kick off. So we had a cracking crowd up at Pennycook for the fifth round tie just for the weekend there past Carthorlis, and we're obviously expecting it to be a bigger crowd again down at Musselburgh this weekend. So all's well, hopefully. It was the year that they got to the cup final, which was in 1970, the year we got beat.
Who did you get beat by?
It was Blantyre Vicks that beat them in a replay back in 1970. So obviously we hope to progress. It'll be very exciting for the club to get to a semi-final. You just take your chances, eh? You get to the semi-final. Difficult over two legs, and the teams that are still in, there's a lot of good teams still in. Probably the three favourites at the start of the competition, Auchinleck, Hurlford and Linlithgow, are all still in the hat. So obviously winning it is going to be very difficult. But, it's a winnable tie this weekend at Musselburgh, so get to the semi-finals and then just take your chances from there.
Well, I hope it goes good for you, Craig, and for Pennycook. I've actually got one of the original hats that was worn right by the Pennycook supporters when you went through to the final.
Oh, very good.
Many, many years ago.
Were you at the game?
I wasn't at the game, no. A polystyrene hat, a bowler hat, as they call it.
Aye, that's right. I think there's a few of them kicking about. Seen a few folk with them.
It was made in Pennycook. A boater. Boater, that's what it's called. Rowing a boat, yeah, that's what it was. That they used to wear them when they're rowing the boats, keep the sun off their head.
Alright, okay.
And it's one of the originals.
I've seen lots of pictures of you guys wearing them and stuff on the day. It looked like it was a fantastic occasion. And obviously we can only dream about getting to the final this year and having another occasion, hopefully, similar to the previous one.
Well, I don't think there'll be any difference between then and now if you progress through the final of the Scottish Junior Cup this year, Craig, and I wish you all the best in the game on Saturday against Musselburgh and future games after that.
Appreciate it.
And thanks very much for giving us a call live on Talking Sport tonight.
No worries, Russell. Good to hear from you.
Great stuff, Craig. Good luck, mate.
Cheers, bye now.
Right, bye. Yeah, from Craig Meikle, the manager of Pennycook Athletic. Yeah.
So it's great to get him on the phone, especially when they've got a crucial game coming up at the weekend on Saturday. Yeah?
That should be a cracking game. I reckon it will be a close, but I reckon Pennycook will just pip over the two legs.
Two legs? They're playing, not playing darts, they're playing football.
Aye, but that's two legs. It's home and away.
Oh, right, I've got you. Right, so it's not going to be an outright win and then finish.
No, I think Pennycook will just nick it.
Nip it in the bud, as they say,
yes,
Jim.
Yes, exactly.
Look at the time here on Black Diamond FM, coming up to 7:45.